Radio 94.5. Good morning. It's 8 minutes before 9 o'clock, and our big concert announcement coming up in a little bit. But right now, you know, we get some heavyweights in here. We got some important people. We got VIP in here today.
I am so excited because Alan Valentine with the Nashville Symphony, president and CEO, and a man been there since what, Alan, the late 90s?
Yes, since 1998.
Gracious me. We are so thrilled that you're here. And there's so much I would love to be able to try to squeeze in about you and your leadership through the years. The symphony, I mean, let's just think about this for a second. Between the flood, well, let's go back.
I was going to say, has anybody been through anything more than this guy, right?
Well, in 2007 and 8, there was all of the things that happened with the crash, and then you went through the flood and the waters, the tornado, and now the pandemic, and I'm glad that you're alive and well and standing in this room.
Well, me too, but, you know, I'd really much rather talk about the symphony than me, and you know, but truthfully, you know, they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And,
right.
And I think that everything we as an institution have been through over the last few years really in some ways helped prepare us for this pandemic. But in other ways, there was just nothing like this that any of us ever could have imagined in our careers. And, you know, because in the case of the pandemic, you know, the music industry was the first thing to shut down.
Right.
The music and entertainment and sports. And music is going to be among the last things fully back. Now, we're all back.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's taking a little while for audiences to get comfortable with coming back into halls. And so the pandemic, though, unlike those other crises, stopped us from being able to do the very thing that we're here to do. And I know you all played a lot of great music throughout the pandemic.
We kept showing up.
Yes, and I believe that music is the antidote for
absolutely
what I've come to call pandosis.
Oh, yeah. Pandosis.
And, yeah, a good friend of mine said that that was an apt name for what people seem to be suffering from. But I think music has great power to express that for which there's simply no words. And music is what we all need in our lives as we overcome all of the sort of psychological and emotional damage.
Oh, no kidding.
That the pandemic has wrought.
I think that you guys were extra cautious because, you know, sometimes you have older demographics that come and you got to be careful. And you guys were super cautious. And like you said, you're back, and I think it's made you stronger. And I'm pretty excited because I think you got some pretty cool things coming
well,
up.
Well, and with December, I was looking at the schedule, of course. Oh, my gosh, you know, Yitzhak Perlman is one of my favorites. So can we just dig into your 75th anniversary because that's
yes.
crazy.
Well, this is our 75th anniversary, and I find it so fitting that here we are coming back out of this pandemic. We've launched our season, but on December the 11th, literally 75 years and one day from the day of the orchestra's very first concert in its current iteration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say that because there was an orchestra before the current
That's right.
Nashville
mm-hmm.
Symphony. And but 75 years to the day, so we're doing a major celebration in lieu of what would normally be our annual symphony ball. A party at the time we were planning all this didn't seem like a very good idea, right?
So, right, but...
So we planned a concert, and then we have the great violinist Yitzhak Perlman coming to appear with the orchestra. He's a dear friend of the orchestra. He's been performing with us over the years many times, and he'll play the Beethoven Violin Concerto that evening. We'll also have a couple of pieces that really are sort of nod to the reputation we've built. One of them is a piece that we recorded and won us our very first Grammy Award,
mm-hmm.
And that was Joan Tower's Made in America, so that's on the program.
And that's just one of many award-winning. You know, Yitzhak doesn't just hang with any orchestra.
Yes, well, he's a very generous guy and really interesting violinist, of course. And so we're thrilled to welcome him and really kick off the celebration of our 75th anniversary with that concert. And
your holiday season, the schedule itself, I mean, looks insane.
Yes,
talk to us about
it is.
That.
Well, you know, we have Jennifer Nettles performing with the orchestra November 30th and December 1st, and she'll be doing a combination of holiday music and Broadway hits.
Mm.
So, you know, she's been, she just recorded an album of Broadway classics, and she's a phenomenal singer, of course. So that's going to be a great pair of concerts not to be missed. And then as we go into the season, we've got our Music City Christmas, Our pops conductor, principal pops conductor, Enrico Lopez Yanez, has put together a really fantastic show, and you won't want to miss that.
Do we get to sing along again?
Yes,
it's always love that
sing along.
It's my favorite.
It's become a holiday tradition. Now, one thing about this year for the holiday season that we're not doing, and we have otherwise a packed schedule,
right?
But we're not doing Handel's Messiah this year at the holidays. We're instead doing it near Easter and Passover. Because it's actually what it is an Easter oratorio.
Right.
Everybody plays it at Christmas time, but we decided that because singing a chorus, utilizing a chorus in the hall, is a little bit more risky than just performing, you know,
right.
Music with instruments. Our wind players, of course, have to play unmasked, but our string players can play masked, and mm-hmm. you know, they have to work fairly close together. So having a big chorus didn't seem like early in the year seemed like a very good idea, but we start with the chorus in the second half of the year with Messiah, and then we conclude our season for the classical series with Beethoven's monumental Ninth Symphony.
My gracious! I mean, see, that just is exciting. Plus, what a difference 12 months makes.
Yes,
you guys.
I believe Leanne and I went and saw Handel's Messiah the last performance before the pandemic. And I believe, if I remember right, at the end, we were all singing as well. We participated in that very end. It's you talk about moving. There's just something about I'm in that building with how many thousands of strangers, and we were like one. It was very compelling.
It's an incredible experience. And, you know, I would say to the listeners, I mean, I'm a huge oldies rock and roll fan, of course. I'm an old hippie, too.
Yes, and we love that.
And but you know, I would say to anybody that hasn't experienced live classical music, live orchestral music in particular, to come down and treat yourself and your family to a concert, because you won't be disappointed. I promise you, it's probably nothing like what you imagine it is. And everybody I've ever given a ticket to comes away saying, oh, my God, I had no idea how incredible it was.
It's amazing. Well, and what a gift. It's like you're receiving this gift that's coming from I don't know where, because when they play together, I'm a huge fan.
It is back. And what's great about the Nashville Symphony is, to your point, we have so many new residents here in Nashville. And if I worked in public radio for years and we're playing, you know, CSO and you know, the New York Philharmonic and all of these. And in Nashville, let me tell you something, folks, if you're listening and you're new to Nashville, you don't know great symphony music until you have stopped and you've gone to the Skirmerhorn and spent an evening with our symphony.
Yes,
it's the best of the best.
We really are one of the top orchestras in the country. Our musicians are a fabulously gifted a group of musicians who have been honored with now 14, our recordings have won 14 Grammy Awards and had 26 nominations.
Amazing.
We've appeared at Carnegie Hall a couple of times. We've had rave reviews from the New York Times. I mean, the orchestra really is a gem, and it's a treasure for the whole city of Nashville, and it's here for everybody. And our music director, Giancarlo Guerrero, likes to often say, you know, all you need to enjoy classical music is you don't need knowledge about it. You don't need any of those things. You just need an open mind and a pair of ears.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And with Alan Valentine, who's been leading over there for so long, we thank you for your commitment and dedication to the symphony. Makes a huge difference, too, I think. And we look forward, if you're interested in getting tickets, it's nashvillesymphony.org/tickets. And you can go right now and see all the great shows that are coming this way.
Yes, and we have something for everyone and a triple, actually, of concerts this weekend that are not to be missed. Our concertmaster, Jun Iwasaki, leads the orchestra from the front in an all-strings program, strings on parade, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So don't miss this weekend, either Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights.
Can I just say we are so glad you're back?
Yes.
It's been too long. We are very excited.
Yeah, we are too, believe me. It's been a tough couple of years, but you know, the orchestra is resilient, strong. It's proven that many, many times. And so we're looking forward to being here for Nashville for a very long time.
Well, thank you so much, Alan, for stopping by this morning.
Thank you.